Well, let's be clear. There's going to be much more money spent in education in Indiana next year under any circumstances. For those who haven't looked around, Indiana schools are about the luckiest in America. We didn't have a huge cut in 09. And we won't have the large ones in the next 2 years either. And the federal stimulus dollars are very large coming in. But one thing we could do is to take some of the dollars currently planned for education in 09, state dollars, tuck them aside for the future in education, replacing them dollar for dollar with federal stimulus so that we have exactly as much spending as schools expected this year, but the future is better protected. If we go ahead and spend those dollars now, there will be a cliff for education, we've talked about this before, that's even more steep than the cliff the whole state government faces. Know that they adjust them for the reality of what has come in. I'm not quarreling. Please know this is really important. We on this blue line accepts the forecast growth rates. We accept and trust that they have made a good projection of what's going to happen. The error, which is not conjecture, it's as real as today's receipts, is that the starting point will be lower. And we simply have to take this. We cannot wish away this gap that is right in front of us right now. It's as real as this table.
Governor, I'm going to go back to Nicole's letter just for a moment on this statement that said they did not ask for a new stadium. Does that surprise you?
It's not the way I understood it, but I was no party to any of that. Those were discussions that happened between the city and the team. I was in private life at the time. We arrived in office after a deal had been struck and only got involved because the whole project was about to fall apart and came up with a way to get the Stadium Convention Center constructed. But I can't speak to the accuracy of that statement. Wasn't part of it.
Why would you have gotten involved, though? Why not just let the whole thing fall apart unless you believed that the Colts, that this was really important?
Oh, I said at the time that what was really important was the convention center and the convention business, which is enormous. We have 25,000 firefighters in town right this minute spending money from out of state. I always say my favorite spectator sport at all these facilities is to watch people from out of state spend money in Indiana. That's what we got involved with. We crafted a local self-help decision. It was nobody was bailed out. There wasn't money from the rest of the state. And I'm glad we were part of it, but I'm answering Kevin's question. I really can't speak to the accuracy of that statement because wasn't there to hear.
Kevin, what's your response to the criticism that when you folks took over the building of the stadium, that nobody accounted for those operational costs that have sort of led us here to this point where we are today?
Well, Abdul, I've answered this a bunch of times. Borrowing money to pay the light bill is bad business. Governments like New York City, who have hidden their operating costs in borrowing, pushing the costs down to the future, have come to real grief. It's bad practice. And it was perfectly clear to the city at the time that we would help to get a stadium and convention center constructed, but we weren't going to be party to what I consider the near fraud of borrowing money to pay bills that you really should be paying on a current basis. Incidentally, it was hard enough to get a package together just to build the place. If someone had said, you've got to borrow more money, you've got to have more revenue sources, I'm not sure it could have ever happened in the first place.
I mean, there is a bill out there that would require doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges. I wonder what you thought about that.
I haven't made a study of it yet, but I would probably defer to the legislature if it comes here.
There's a plan out there unveiled yesterday to move one of Gary's casinos within the city and then to use increases in taxes at the new facility to pay for projects in Northwest Indiana. Is that something you could support?
I could take a look at that. As I understand it, it would reduce the number of licenses in the state by one. And obviously there are needs and issues up there. I'm particularly concerned about maintaining an acceptable hospital for the citizens of Gary and Lake County. And I know that's, at least when this has been discussed with me, that was a principal objective. And I've spent a lot of time at Gary Methodist, and it's a very essential facility, and we don't want it to see it collapse.
You're not worried about the diversion of funds that would otherwise be going to the general fund to stay up there?
Well, I'm not embracing this latest suggestion. You just asked me, am I open to it? I'm open to it under the, there have to be all kinds of protections and safeguards. This is Lake County, after all.
Why should legislators go to the trouble of creating these tools for Marion County and the CIB if the City County Council doesn't appear willing to utilize them?
I think you asked the question the wrong way around. Why shouldn't the legislature make, as I say, perhaps a more than ample toolbox available, and give. I've always been an advocate on issue after issue of giving localities more home rule, more opportunity to address their own problems in their own way, and I just see this as completely consistent with that approach. Someone from another part of the state said to me this week, I thought wisely, people love home rule until they get some, because with it comes the responsibility for making difficult decisions. But that's presumably why these councilors ran for public office.
Suburban counties were involved in building the stadium. Should they have any role perhaps in helping pay for this problem, considering they're probably closer in proximity and use it more often?
I wouldn't be opposed to it, but if it's not, it appears to me that they can provide, again, an ample toolbox without that, and I don't see much prospect right now of anything beyond that happening.
How do you feel generally about expanding these professional sports development areas? There's the talk about adding Circle Center and part of that bill also includes an expansion of Fort Wayne that would take away existing state power.
Yeah, I don't favor that particularly. You know, I think under very carefully controlled circumstances, sometimes in the past, and I'm not critical of what we have, if it can really be said that it creates revenue that under no circumstances would have been there before, then a case can be made. But the case for these is way too loosely made, and in general, I think I don't favor really adding any to what we have.
Governor, I know you didn't like this term veto threat, just kind of piggyback on Jim and Mary Beth's question.
Somehow I know I'm going to see it in somebody's story anyway, even if I disclaim it 12 more times.
But it would be fair to say, though, that you are promising the Hoosier taxpayers that if lawmakers present to you a budget that takes this state's finances sort of over the cliff, to use the term, that is enough to make folks stay late?
I'm just going to stand on the statement I made, Abdul. I can't, you know, the only budget I can accept is one that guards against catastrophic service cuts and tax increases of the kind that have happened in other states. And through no one's fault in the legislature, right now we have a system that makes that, I mean, that's the threat to worry about.
Governor, a lot of states, and this is from the New York Times this morning, are cutting workers' hours or pay, state employee workers. And I wondered if that is something, as you've been looking at these revenue numbers, missing projections, is that on the table here at all?
Indiana is one of the few states that hasn't laid off lots of public employees. That would be my goal, to avoid that. But we will look for those savings that are necessary, and we simply can't rule out any particular step. It's obviously a lot better to skip a day or two or now and then than to lose a job completely, so can't say that we would never take that step.
Are there plans for abortion at this time to do that?
No, except that every one of our, you remember that our department heads have been asked many times, most recently in December, to make substantial adjustments. And we have saved, as you know, hundreds of millions. Don't think it didn't catch my attention. The president makes great fanfare about saving $100 million in a budget that's 200 to 300 times bigger than Indiana's. And our team saved $800 million from December to now. So we will do those things that are necessary. Things that affect our employees are a last resort.
Skipping a pay would be a furlough. That's one thing that you say is better than a
Sure.
Governor, it was the first week of January when Gary first went before the Distressed Unit Appeals Board. Some lawmakers have suggested your administration made a conscious decision to not decide this until the session is over with. Is there any truth to that, or does it just speak to the difficulty in deciding this?
There's a Lake County conspiracy theory for you. No. It took quite a while for Gary to bring forward information. I mean, that board, and I, not part of it, but I'm sure that they weren't going to make a decision either no or yes without understanding, you know, how much should it really take to run the city of Gary. As you have frequently reported, we've all learned some things in the last few months, but no, I think it's been moving as fast as it can, but nobody was either going to turn them down flat or make some more lenient decision without knowing, without looking into the finances of the people who are pleading. You're going to have to try a third time. What do you mean?
The argument has been, and you've made this before today, that in 05, things were falling apart. That was the reason for your office to get involved. Yeah. At the moment, we have the council saying we don't like the options that are on the table. We don't think we want to do that. There appears to be no agreement publicly among those trying to negotiate a solution. What, if anything, do you see behind the scenes among those parties that suggests that they are?
Well, first of all, we've been engaged. We have spent a lot of time on this. But as I have mentioned before, if this were Gary or South Bend or Fort Wayne or anywhere else in Indiana, no one would say, the governor should just dictate the answer. He should tell us what to do. No, they would come down and say, here's what we'd like to do, or give us the following tools, or give us the following help. But I don't see it any different. My responsibility is to all the taxpayers of this state, not to any one city, more than any other. I would also observe that the last time we had to get more than one county involved in order to solve a problem that, frankly, was much larger than this one. And so we did.
Governor, what should be done if the Colson Pacers decide not to contribute?
Done by whom?
Anybody, everybody.
Well, in that case, I'd say they should search their conscience.
Governor, three states, I think, have received their federal education stimulus dollars already. Mm-hmm. Is it correct that you won't see the National Education Utility Concession?
I can't until I know how the General Assembly, we want them to be full partners in this, and until I know both how they're treating the overall education budget, how they propose to use the stimulus funds integrated with it, I can't make that application. But the minute that we have a budget agreement, I will.